They're small businesses with big dreams. We pair them with top CEOs to help take them from startup to success.
I never really had that voice of reason.
Bloomberg The Mentor, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Television.
And Pim and Dave, as you head into a conversation about a restaurant in Carroll Gardens, you may be interested to know that people are still dining out, and that means restaurants have been hiring. According to an article in the Charleston Gazette, restaurants and bars in the U.S., they added 34,000 jobs last month. And now consider the entire private sector added 64,000 jobs in that same month. And restaurant executives tell the paper more people are looking at the field as a career path rather than just a stop along the way. And you know, Pim, let's face it, these are jobs that can't exactly be sent overseas.
At least not yet. That's amazing, though. 34,000 jobs in September having to do with restaurants and bars. The entire private sector adding just 64,000, more than half the job. That's amazing.
And that was September. Thank you for
September.
Clarifying
September. There
that.
You go. See, there I'm helping
yeah.
you.
The months move too fast.
I know. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg. I'm Pim Fox. It's time now to take a trip. I guess it's sort of feeling like we're moving south of the Mason-Dixon line a little bit, Dave Wilson. But we don't actually have to go very far. All we have to do is go to Brooklyn, it seems. I want to bring in Ryan Sutton of Bloomberg News, a review that you've put together. Ryan, is about this restaurant called Seersucker, 40 seats. As Karen Moscow mentioned, it's in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. And you're describing it as some of the best, the most satisfying Southern fare.
That's right. Some of the most satisfying Southern fare. And that says a lot because there's really a renaissance of Southern fare undergoing in New York right now. Josh Ozersky of Time Magazine calls it the lardcore movement. It's a movement that's taking Southern food and applying lots of good fat, lots of, you know, tasty fat, and applying, you know, local seasonal cuisine to the Southern food movement, all with, you know, advanced techniques. And really, this restaurant is at the pinnacle of it. Now, sometimes the processed pantry staples aren't completely redone, which is why you're eating a fried bologna sandwich made with deli bologna instead of artisanal bologna. In fact, I talked to the chef, or I talked to one of the owners of the restaurant, and they said they tried using the artisanal organic stuff, and they say it didn't work for the fried bologna sandwich. And a fried bologna sandwich tastes, in case you're interesting, like sort of like a hot dog, except bologna is sliced really thinly, so it tastes sort of like, I guess, a hot dog carpaccio, if you will, if such a thing would ever exist. A hot dog carpaccio sandwich in a fried bologna sandwich is absolutely fantastic.
Why do I think a hot dog carpaccio sandwich is just going to be a lot more expensive than a plain old hot dog?
Maybe it is, but the fried bologna sandwich, I don't know, must be $7 or $8. Most of the dishes are under $20 here. The chef, Robert Newton, can be a fickle dictator. He only serves his fried chicken once a week, which, you know, part of it makes sense because he's trying to embrace the Southern hospitality sense of certain things should be special. You shouldn't be eating these fatty dishes every day of the week. You should be eating them, you know, maybe once a week at most. And his, you know, he often doesn't sell it after 8:30 because it sells out. Probably the city's best fried chicken. Really an amazing, incredible restaurant. I do have a gripe. It doesn't serve hard alcohol. I don't understand how any, you know, self-respecting Southern restaurant can get away without serving hard alcohol. You need bourbon to keep food this rich moving through your pipes, aren't I right? And so instead you have to settle with beer or wine. I mean, listen, the grits are so great here. My Texas dining companion, she went and called her mother and said, "Mom, these are better than any grits I had back home." Mother's response wasn't so polite, but still, if you have a Texan saying the New Yorks are serving better grits than Texans, I think you have something going on here.
Now, that's saying something, but let's take a step back for a second, because I know you wrote recently about fried chicken and, you know, the whole idea of the Southern cuisine. And I'm thinking to myself, why would it be a trend right now? Well, you've had the economy that's been through all kinds of machinations in the last couple of years. Lots of people out of work. They want comfort food. Southern food is definitely comfort food. I mean, is there anything to that argument, or am I just like pie in the sky somewhere?
No, you're
fried pie in the sky, Dave Wilson.
Fried pie in the sky. You've probably heard back at the Texas State Fairs, they're frying everything from beer to butter. So your point is well taken, and that's why you go to these restaurants. And another good restaurant I'm also talking about and also reviewed is Peel's on the Bowery, and it's another just cheap, affordable restaurant. And you're seeing a fusion of those as the United States kind of teeters between recession and recovery, and why people are you know, going to even sometimes fancy restaurants like, say, Scarpetta in the meatpacking district, where you can also find fried chicken. Comfort foods are, you know, theoretically, what at least what the press releases tell you, are what diners are going to want to eat when they're, you know, they're scared. They're not going to want to flock to white truffles.
Now, when you talk about a restaurant opening on the Bowery, I just have these images of the line stretching maybe to around 2nd Avenue to try to get into these places.
Peel's is not a restaurant that's empty. It's a crowded restaurant, and that's always the sense we've had with the Bowery, especially with a restaurant run by William Tiggart, who's known most of all for a hunting lodge chic restaurant known as Freeman's. As such, Peel's is also quite chic, not entirely Southern, because you have steaks there, you have chicken noodle soup, happens to be great chicken noodle soup, and probably one of New York City's great steaks. You have an LBO-clad executive in a T-shirt, you have door security, you have people teaming out the doors. My friend couldn't even get in at first because it was too crowded. But I just have to talk about the steak, because even though we're talking about Southern fare, which they serve a lot of great Southern fare here, and again, another one of the great grits dishes in the city is served here. There's bacon, and the bacon is so woody, it tastes like Tennessee truffle. These beautiful, I think, laughing bird shrimp. I don't know what laughing bird shrimp are, but that's what the publicist told me. But again, their steak costs $50, grass-fed, completely different flavor profile than usual steak. You know, you expect a corn-fed steak, and sometimes when it gets dry, it tastes a little livery, it tastes a little awfully, a concentrated flavor. Not with this grass-fed steak. It's something completely different. It's more musky and musty and nutty. It's like, I don't know, I guess if you thought about Calvin Klein's Obsession or Old Spice cologne, this is what it would taste like in the form of a steak. It's outstanding.
I'm just trying to absorb all this, but the best part I got to say about this review is Ozark paella. I've never heard that before.
That's, I don't know if it is an Ozark paella. That's what I like to think of it as. So go to Seersucker, go to Peel's, in the morning, get a great biscuit, you know, with eggs and bacon. It's like eating, you know, meat and egg cake. It's so rich.
We're going to go with you. All right. I want to thank you very much. Ryan Sutton, Bloomberg News. Always a pleasure. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio. There is an extra hour of Taking Stock, weekdays from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Watch us live around the world on Bloomberg Television and listen to us at Bloomberg Radio on XM and Sirius Satellite Radio across North America.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.